the hard shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is the Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. If you're just tuning in, the breaking news this evening, this afternoon, is that the government, the cabinet, are at present discussing a plan to move the entire country to level 5 lockdown for 6 weeks, not the mooted level 4 plus that we were all expecting for 3 or 4 weeks, a much more severe lockdown than that. Phil Nihay is the General Secretary of the INMO. Phil, are you relieved? Do you welcome the fact that the government seem to be taking Neffet's advice on board?
Well, I suppose really I'm concentrating on our hospital capacity right now, and the figures are quite worrying. We're looking at the availability of ICU beds, we're looking at the availability of ICU nurses, and all of these figures are going the wrong way. As everybody knows, the infection rate is higher. We have over 23 patients in ICUs today who are COVID positive and ventilated. That's a huge jump from what we had, for example, even at the beginning of September, where there were 6 patients with COVID-19 ventilated. So we don't have the private hospitals available to us right now. And our members are saying to us, nurses who work in these units are saying they're absolutely exhausted. The requirement to do overtime is now a real feature. Working long shifts, working long hours, long days, purely just to keep beds open.
And Phil,
how
would you describe how they're doing? Because what we keep hearing is that the hospital system is under pressure and they're concerned, but they're coping. If you spoke to your members in the front line, would you describe them as coping?
Well, I think coping is relative. They're coping when they're in work. They're doing their best, but they need a lot of support. I mean, we have looked for 2 very simple things. One is we need a plan to recruit more nurses. We need that plan fast. We need to get rid of all of the red tape that surrounds the recruitment process.
Sorry, Phil, sorry to cut across you again. Can you explain the front page story from the Examiner today to me, that there's 200 fewer full-time nurses working for the HSE compared to the start of this pandemic?
Yes, it seems that Alan Kelly received a response from the HSE when he looked for information in respect of temporary versus permanent posts. But we know this. We know that the numbers who have been recruited are quite modest. We know that there is a huge reliance now on our student nurses. And we have been raising with the Department of Health and the HSE, the over-reliance on the non-qualified student is becoming a real problem. There's just over 3,400 students on their clinical placements since September. And we've noticed that the HSE have not increased any staff numbers since then. These are unpaid students. They're there to be supernumerary, to learn the trade, but they're being used, and they're being used to provide care. And that's what they're telling us. And that's really dangerous.
So we have a plan for an increase in ICU beds, an increase in ward beds, an increase in day beds, an increase in nursing home beds, an increase in step down beds, an increase in all the staff that's needed to man those beds, 16,000 extra posts across the health system by the end of next year. Not all of those nurses, but a big chunk of them nurses. And we actually have fewer full-time nurses now than we did in spring.
Yeah, and in public health, it's even more worrying because we know that from the figures the HSE produced, that the most recent figure, census figure, was August, we have 40 fewer public health nurses than we had last December. These are the public health nurses that visit the elderly when they're isolating. These are the public health nurses who provide vaccination clinics, who go to schools, who provide education to the general public in respect of how important it is now to get vaccinated. So, you know, we're implying fewer. It just makes no sense.
Yeah, because there'll be a lot of people listening to this who might be able to swallow the prospect of a level 5 lockdown for 6 weeks if it gives the government and it gives the state time to fully equip the health system, which is the whole point of lockdowns. It's not to just keep bringing down the numbers, it's to equip the health systems. It won't fill much people with confidence when they read that story. They hear you speaking now and say, we actually have fewer nurses than we did when all this started.
And I think the important thing for us right now to say to the government and also to the HSE, but to reassure the general public, we will work with the HSE on any recruitment plan they come up with. We have many ideas. We've put those ideas to them. We need to get rid of the mentality of moratoriums and start really looking at what do we need to do for nurses who are in this country currently, who have come home from other countries. We need to give them permanent jobs. We need to tell them there is work here and you will get a job permanently. And I mean, it is ridiculous that people travelled from abroad on the request of Ireland and can't get a job. Makes no sense.
Phil Nihay, General Secretary of the INMO. Phil, thanks a million for speaking to us. Teachers, the focus of a lot of people.